بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama kiram, my dear brothers, sisters and young friends, on behalf of the Islamic Dawah Academy, our respected Sheikh Hafizahullah Ta'ala, the teachers, the students, I would like to extend a warm welcome to everyone to this 13th Khatme Quran Jalsa and program. We should all deem ourselves to be very fortunate to be present in this blessed gathering, in which approximately 60 plus Qur'ans will be completed in various forms and in various ways and manners. The verse which I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. Verily we have revealed the dhikr, i.e. the Qur'an. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we will preserve this Qur'an. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes a promise to humanity and to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this gift that I have given you through the medium of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, be rest assured that until the day of judgment, this Quran will not be altered, will not be changed, its words, its meanings, and everything related to it will be preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَرَفًا يَتَبَاهَوْنَ بِهِ وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. For everything, there is an item or something which pride is expressed upon. For example, you have a city and you ask the people of that city to mention something specific, something they are proud of. Then they will talk about a certain park, a certain monument, some historical place. And the people of that city and that locality, they feel proud of their connection with this place, that this monument is in our town, it's in our locality. You could have a person, he feels a pride about a certain thing, maybe his beauty, maybe his intelligence, maybe some other sort of thing that he is good at, a certain sport. So he feels a sense of pride. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. If there is something which is a matter of pride for my ummah and my nation, then it is the Qur'an. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala minas samawati wal ardi wa man fihin. The Qur'an is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the skies and the earth and whatever is within them. So this is a great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us through the medium of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this jalsa which has been organized today is, there are various reasons, there are various intentions. One is that we can all participate in the khatam of the Qur'an. When the Qur'an is completed, then this is a blessed moment. It is established from the amal of the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum that they would gather their family members together when they would reach the end of their tilawah and the Qur'an, and they would include them in this amal, and then they would make dua after this and have hope in the acceptance of this dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one reason for this majlis is so that we can also derive these spiritual benefits of the completion of the Qur'an. If there was only one Qur'an being completed, even this was enough. This is powerful enough for our dua to be accepted and for us to gain something from it. But alhamdulillah, today we don't have one, not five, not 10, not 20, but 60 plus khatamat and completions of the Quran. So this is one intention that we have. And along with this, this jalsa and this program should be a means of us all connecting to the Quran in different ways and forms, depending on whether we are a student of the Quran, a hafiz of the Quran, even a normal person. We all have our duties and responsibilities to the Quran. So the one of the objectives behind this program is that we realize what our duty is to the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind and gifted us the Quran, then we also have some responsibility. Just if we do not give the Quran its due importance, then this is not valuing this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Quran hujjatun laka. The Quran will be a proof in your favor. On the day of judgment, it will come and testify in your favor, and it will take you to Jannah and to the rida and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do not, whilst you are alive, give the Quran its due importance and fulfill this right, then it will either be Al-Quran hujjatun laka or alayka. It is one of the two. It is not something which is a choice that if you feel like doing it, you do. Or if you feel like fulfilling the rights of the Quran, you fulfill them. If you don't feel like it, it doesn't matter. If a person fulfills the rights, the Quran will be of use to him. It will come in his favor. And if a person neglects the rights of the Quran, then this Quran will testify against him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have these intentions whilst we are sitting in this majlis. And inshallah, as I mentioned, various students from our madrasa will be completing the Quran in various forms and manners. So we should all listen very attentively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When the Quran is being read, then you should, he didn't say فَاسْمَعُوا, that listen. He said, listen attentively. And this listening of the Quran, this is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be eager to listen to the Quran. There is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, wherein Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, that recite some Quran to me. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was taken aback. He was surprised that the Quran has been revealed unto you. Why would you want me to recite the Quran? But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insisted that recite the Quran, I wish to listen to the Quran. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started to recite the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening with much attention, to the extent that some fuqaha have mentioned that listening to the Quran, because reading the Quran is mustahab, and listening to the Quran, if it's being read, is wajib. So in some ways, listening is even more important than reading. So it's very important that we listen to the Quran. It is mentioned regards Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu would come, then he would say to him, Dhakkirna, give me some advice. Dhakkirna billah. Remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon this, he would start reciting the Quran. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, despite his great status, he would listen to his recitation. So, inshallah, throughout this program, Quran will be read, different surahs will be read, different verses will be read. Let us listen with attention, with adab, with respect, with honor, and inshallah, this will serve as a means of us coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.